AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump is a
master of distraction. We will all agree on that. That's something he does well.
A day after Pelosi accused the president of a cover-up, the speaker said President Trump wasn't up to the task yesterday of talking to them about infrastructure.
I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked if the president is putting himself ahead of getting legislative work done.
That's insane. The president is actually putting the American people first. It's the Democrats that don't want to do anything. The only thing they want to do is focus on attacking this president.
The president tweeted, "Democrats are a do-nothing party." The CEO of Best Buy is warning prices will rise if the U.S. applies another round of tariffs on Chinese goods. Stocks are sharply lower today as investors worry about the U.S.-China trade dispute and whether it will deepen. The man known as the American Taliban, John Walker Lind, is out of prison in Indiana. His 17-year sentence is over. There are worries that Lind will retain his radical ideology and still poses a risk to U.S. interest. He pleaded guilty to providing support for the Taliban. The plea deal called for a 20-year sentence, but Lind got out early for good behavior. A lawyer for the man charged in the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre says he still wants to plead guilty in exchange for a life sentence. Judy Clark appeared in a federal courtroom and told the judge she hopes the case against Robert Bowers can be resolved without a trial. Robert Bowers was not in the courtroom. Federal prosecutors have charged a banker, Stephen Kwok, with trying to buy himself a role in President Trump's administration by making risky loans to former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Authorities say that Kwok committed the crimes while being the CEO at Federal Savings Bank in Chicago. Shares of Tesla have rebounded after Elon Musk told employees orders are up. This is AP Radio News. At least three weather-related deaths have been reported in Missouri.
The tornado slammed into Jefferson City, Missouri overnight, trapping residents and knocking out power. The National Weather Service's Jared Maples.
One of our of several tornadoes that's been reported across the state, and unfortunately just took a direct hit to the southeast part of Jefferson City.
Heavy damage, said Police Lieutenant Dave Williams.
Everything from debris from a rooftop into the street, uprooted trees. We've had damage to vehicles.
This tornado was among the storms that have been plaguing the Midwest and Southern Plains states for days. I'm Rita Foley.
McDonald's annual shareholders meeting is being held in Dallas.
Workers are protesting outside the meeting right now with Fight for 15 activists demanding McDonald's take steps to address sexual harassment in stores, stop attacks on workers' right to a union, and start a dialogue with workers.
McDonald's workers also want an increase in the minimum wage. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.